This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If you surf around the CIA website, which I do, mostly because I have a script to write and I surf around every website all day, every day, there's a declassified spy manual from 1944, which was right around the time the noose was being tightened around Hitler's Fortress Europe and Japan's Greater East Asia Co-Prosperity Sphere. That's really what they called it. The report was written by Bill Donovan, Wild Bill Donovan, the head of the OSS, Office of Strategic Services, which was the precursor to the modern CIA, if you think of the CIA as modern. The manual is called Simple Sabotage, and it outlines ways that covert agents can make things difficult for the enemy on their own turf. This isn't the How to Blow Up a Bridge manual. This is more like the How to Drive Your Enemy Nuts manual. Here's a snippet. Quote, "This simple type of sabotage requires no destructive tools whatsoever and produces physical damage, if any, by highly indirect means. It is based on universal opportunities to make faulty decisions, to adopt a non-cooperative attitude, and to induce others to follow suit. Making a faulty decision may be simply a matter of placing tools in one spot instead of another. A non-cooperative attitude may involve nothing more than creating an unpleasant situation among one's fellow workers, engaging in bickering, or displaying surliness and stupidity. This type of activity, sometimes referred to as the, quote, human element, end quote, is frequently responsible for accidents, delays, and general obstruction, even under normal conditions." In other words, recreate the work environment most prevalent in the 310-818-424 and 323 area codes. And there's more on how to totally disrupt organizations and companies. Quote, "Insist on doing everything through channels. Never permit shortcuts to be taken in order to expedite decisions. Make speeches, talk as frequently as possible and at great length. Illustrate your points by long anecdotes and accounts of personal experiences. When possible, refer all matters to committees for further study and consideration. Attempt to make the committees as large as possible, never less than five. Bring up irrelevant issues as frequently as possible. Be worried about the propriety of any decision. Raise the question of whether such action as is contemplated is within the jurisdiction of the group or whether it might conflict with a policy of some higher echelon." In other words, to destroy your enemy, infiltrate their defenses, hobble their efforts, undermine their progress, and ultimately bring them to their knees, simply recreate the working and decision-making environment of pretty much any large corporation. That, according to experts, is how you destroy something. You turn it into an entertainment company. Now, of course, I'm exaggerating. That's sort of the definition of this gig. But there's something interesting here. At least some of those behaviors, to be totally honest, I've indulged in, especially the one admonishing a saboteur to, quote, cry and sob hysterically at every occasion, especially when confronted by government clerks, end quote. But it's almost the new year, and so it's time for resolutions, and here's mine. I'm going to do my best in 2016 not to be a simple saboteur. Who's with me? And that's it for this week. Next week, we get advance word for KCRW. This is Rob Long. Happy New Year.